Well, we're on the telephone with Dr. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist. Well, Dr. Peel, let's talk about the drought's impact on the beef cow herd. We've kind of been watching what's been happening all summer here, and just wondering now as we head into the fall, what things are looking at from your standpoint.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the drought this year has caused additional cow herd liquidation. It's difficult to get a handle on just how much that is. The drought this year is much more widespread, and the nature of the data and so on is such that it's more difficult to get a handle on. Last year's drought was very concentrated in the southern plains, and it was somewhat easier to get a handle on how big those impacts were. I don't think we've liquidated as much as we did last year on a nationwide basis, but there's no doubt there's some additional liquidation. And I guess the other thing that I'm concerned about, because of where the drought has occurred this year, more in northern regions and other things, is how much adjustment we've made and whether or not we've made enough adjustment relative to forage and hay supplies as we are heading into winter.
Saw a piece that you'd written here indicating some question about whether there's just going to be enough feed come wintertime. And, of course, a lot of that's going to depend, too, on what type of winter we have, I suppose.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the latest estimates, really the first estimates that USDA has put out for the 2012 hay crop in the U.S., considering both alfalfa and alfalfa mixes as well as other hay, total hay supplies are projected this year to be very low, and when you combine that with the hay stocks we brought into this hay crop year, which started on May 1st, we're talking about potentially the lowest hay supply since the middle or late 1970s, and so we could see very limited hay supplies, and again, the question is whether we've made enough adjustment in cow numbers. Obviously, it will depend on the kind of winter, but I think we probably have some folks in some regions where winter could be pretty severe and could be vulnerable to some significant impacts yet to come.
Okay, so what do you see happening? You got a crystal ball there, or what can you tell us?
Well, I wouldn't pretend to predict the winter or the weather. That's even worse than markets, but I think folks really need to take stock of where they are and be realistic about whether they have enough resources for the animal herd they have, or whether or not they're potentially vulnerable. I think as we get more into the typical fall culling season for cows, as we wean calves and cull those cows, I think we may well see a strong or perhaps in a relative sense a more accelerated culling as folks really come to grips with the idea that maybe they just don't have enough feed and forage resources to get through the winter.
So if you had to give us estimates on where you think the beef cow herd might be at right now or maybe by the end of the year, any thoughts there?
Well, I play with the numbers a lot, and you can get different answers. It all depends on a number of assumptions. There's things we don't know. The change in the cow herd year over year will depend on two things. One is how much additional culling we've had on that side. The other part of it that's really more variable and harder to measure until after the fact, and that is how many replacement heifers are we actually utilizing this year. We know what stock of inventory we had of potential replacement heifers at the beginning of the year, but what really matters is how many of those potential replacement heifers actually ended up getting placed into the herd as breeding females. And again, depending on the drought's impacts, folks may be using a smaller percentage of those heifers and being forced to go ahead and market some of them. On the other hand, they may be using this as an opportunity to market cull cows, but going ahead and replacing them with younger females, thereby sort of changing the productivity of the herd and doing that. So we really won't know for a while. Having said all that, my best estimates right now would be that we'll probably see a 2 to 2.25% decrease in the beef cow herd come January 1 of 2013.
Well, of course, back to the first of the year, there was a lot of optimism that maybe some herd rebuilding might be taking place across the country and maybe things had bottomed out. But with the drought this year and, of course, the high grain prices that resulted from that, it kind of throws everything out the window, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, and this is a case, both 2012 and 2011 were cases where Mother Nature trumps the markets in some sense. I think the economic signals are still there. for herd expansion at some level, and it'll be at a bigger level because we have been forced to liquidate more. So I think we're still ready to do it. I think we're kind of waiting in the wings, but we simply have to have some cooperation from Mother Nature in terms of forage production. So, you know, in 2013, if we have a more typical kind of year in terms of forage production, I would predict that we will at least begin the process of herd rebuilding. I think given the levels that we're at, it will be a fairly slow process. The first year might be nothing more than simply stopping liquidation and sort of stabilizing the number, and then it will take, you know, probably 3 to 5 years after that to put together a significant amount of herd rebuilding. So we're probably looking at a fairly slow process over the next several years.